It's 7:23. Joining us now in our studios once again is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Rhonda, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning to you. It's dark out this morning.
It is dark. You know, it's going to be like that for the next week and a half till daylight savings time. Is that what it is?
Yes, I'm used to it being a little bit more bright out, but it's coming, right?
Hey, before we get, we're going to talk sports tourism here, but before we do that, you held a meeting last night to possibly, which you ended up hiring, a new city planner.
Yeah.
And boy, tell us about her in the meeting, just briefly. We don't want to spend too much time. I know we're going to be talking about sports tourism here.
Right. Well, we interviewed a candidate, Mitzi Baker, last night to fill Chris Heineman's position, the community development director position. And she comes from the Rochester Olmsted Planning Department. She was the executive director of the Rochester Olmsted Council of Governments. So she was 22 years in that area, and she has just extensive background and is just a unique, she is just the perfect fit, could I just say, for Northfield's culture, our environment, our vision. It just so perfectly aligns, and just everybody voted, the council voted unanimously to bring her on board, and now just Administrator Martig will be working out that finer points on her contract. So,
boy,
super excited.
Coming from Rochester and everything, I mean, that town is being totally redesigned and planned.
Yeah.
So she has some extensive, some very serious qualifications for the job. Hopefully she doesn't find this too boring.
Oh, my goodness. How could anybody find Northfield boring?
It's wonderful. It's a great town.
Yes. So I'm just so excited to have her on board. She's going to be a great team player for city staff. I think she's going to be her perspectives, her values. She knows and understands Northfield, mm-hmm. I think, already. There'll be key players that she'll need to get to know, but she's going to be such a tremendous asset to us and to city staff. So just so excited to have her on board.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk about sports tourism.
Yeah.
Daniel Hollerung is with us. He's with the Northfield Youth Baseball and one of the board members. And also you're the travel director?
The travel president. Yep.
Travel president.
That's
well,
right.
Welcome. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in today.
You. Appreciate it.
Coming up in a week and a half, less than 2 weeks, we have the referendum for a new civic center, the Cannon River Civic Center, which includes a hockey arena, a multi-purpose event center. And sports tourism, you know, 20, 30 years ago, mm-hmm. we probably wouldn't be talking too much about sports tourism. That has been something that has really taken off over the course of probably about a generation or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeff. And I would say we hear more about arts and culture tourism here mm-hmm. in our community, which is something that I'm really excited about as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been, when you're looking holistically about getting a community moving and accessing all of our economic potential, uh-huh. this has been a missing piece. And so I'm just so excited, regardless of what happens with the referendum, sports tourism in general, taking advantage of all of the facilities really within the city to bring in people who will shop in our stores, spend some time in our community, is a tremendous asset. And we should be looking at all forms. And so sports tourism is really an area that needs a little bit more attention. We're missing some economic potential there. So I'm just really excited to have Daniel in here to tell the story from a baseball perspective, but it's something that could truly be applied across all sports.
Oh, sure. Let's talk about you, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Northfield, over the course of the summer, put on a very large tournament.
Absolutely.
We have Lance Reister on our staff here that's been involved mm-hmm. with that, as you very well know. But you witnessed firsthand an impact, the economic impact. How many people come? Do you have?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that whole experience.
That. Absolutely. Yeah. So back in June, this was the June 22nd through the 24th. It was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so a three-day event. We hosted teams from Duluth to Caledonia, from Alexandria out to Cottage Grove. We covered the map pretty well. Those communities that were represented were about 35 different communities for ages 11, 12, 14, and 15. We brought in 48 different teams. We hosted many of those games at Secular Park Complex. We also collaborated with St. Olaf College, Carleton College, and the Northfield High School to make sure that we could facilitate all of these different games and touch that. We had probably close to 1,500 different people part of that mix. We know that we talked to American Inn and also Holiday Inn and Suites that they were full capacity. We know that they had baseball families represented, and we spoke with them. So next year we can expect the same thing. So we're already planning for the 2019 state qualifier tournament here in Northfield.
You have talk about the as far as the, how much they spend. That's probably somewhat hard to kind of figure out.
It is.
But as a parent, you've been to places.
Absolutely.
You've done this.
Right.
And that's easier to figure out.
Yeah. So typically you can see families coming into town on Friday to play their first game. They either are far enough away where they do have to spend the night, so you can expect a hotel stay. So you can imagine that. And if they're planning accordingly, they're going to have a two-night stay because our tournament championships will always end on a Sunday. So you want to make sure if you are playing Friday that you have two nights and then you're able to start bright and early, 8 a.m. starts on Saturday and sometimes Sunday. So we know that there's money being spent, whether it's through that arm of it or if people are spending just some time here between games. So you may have an 8 a.m. game, but you might not play again till 2 p.m. on Saturday. So you got to figure out, what are we going to do with these kids? I've talked to families, and I've done this in the past, where we'll go to a movie if we have a big enough span. We'll have a team outing, and we'll do something like that. But ultimately, it's about, you know, possibly going to a restaurant and having dinner as a team or doing something like that. Even the communities that are closer, like the Faribault's, the Farmingtons, that would probably not spend the night would have the opportunity to spend dinner together or have lunch or whatever that case may be.
Yeah,
even the close ones are going to be sticking here throughout dinner or lunch or at least one meal here in town.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I heard this story recently about a soccer tournament where a mom was coaching her young daughter's team. It was here locally, and the tournament came in, and she thought, okay, I need to pick up some Gatorade for the girls, right? And so she waited, and before she was supposed to be there, she ran out to Target. There was no Gatorade in the store. She went to a couple other places, and she had a hard time finding Gatorade. So there you have this supply, right, that's sold out. And as you bring people into our stores, they're buying the Gatorade off from the shelves of our stores here.
Absolutely.
Not off from the shelves of the stores in other communities. I know I just went over to Red Wing for my boys' mountain bike practice. And you know what? We needed gas. The boys were hungry afterwards. And I'm like, well, it's only 45 minutes back to Red Wing or back to Northfield. But, you know, it's like, oh, well, let's just stop here. You know, you get that family time and you go out to eat somewhere. I want people doing that here in our community. So there's more than one way to support the existing businesses here. You don't have to just increase tax base. You can bring people to our community. They'll buy their goods and services. So it makes their bottom line better. So I'm just really excited to be highlighting this for our community. I think there's tremendous potential here. Sports tourism, arts and culture tourism, and just highlighting these issues, showing the opportunities, and getting our community moving and taking advantage of these is just, I don't know, I think it's just exciting. So,
taking over to hockey, do your kids play hockey? Or are you involved?
No.
But hockey, like so many sports, is year-round for a lot of kids. I mean, you probably know from baseball, okay, the baseball season's in the summer, starts in the spring, ends in the fall, but not really.
We have kids that miss tryouts or that have to leave a later season game because they're already working within hockey. So it's one of those sports. We all kind of overlap a little bit, but hockey can definitely be year-round.
Yeah, and we can, you know, when you're talking sports tourism, of course you're going to have a lot of hockey tournaments over the course and really of the season, which will probably begin maybe around Thanksgiving. November sometime, and continue on maybe until March, but still over the course of the summer and stuff, if you have summer ice, there are going to be people using that summer ice as well. Maybe not so tournaments so much, but teams and activities are going to be pretty popular at that time.
Yeah, and just one other thing with regards to that, we just had the CVB, the city has a contract with the CVB, well, with the Chamber of Commerce, to take care of our Convention and Visitors Bureau. And they utilize the lodging tax dollars, right, to remarket our community to for people to come here. And there is typically a downtime in those winter months that happens every single year. So as a community, you want to be thinking really strategically, okay, so what can we be doing to bring in more events, bring in more people during those downtimes of the year so that people are going to shop in our stores, they're going to spend time here, fill up with gas, and maybe, you know what? They'll drive down their street on, maybe not in the winter months, but on their Harley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say, wow, this is a cute community. I want to locate my business here. There's still so many people that really don't know our community, have never been here, never heard about it. And Northfield has so much to offer people. People love it here when they come to visit, when they come to stay.
I'm sure you've talked to a lot of people that, and I've talked to a lot of people that come to visit Northfield, and all of a sudden, boy, they've got to live here, you know.
Exactly.
Either whether it be in retirement or empty nesters, or to bring their business to town, for whatever reason, for the schools, we have great schools as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we heard really good things. It's anecdotal, but we had people telling us this was the best tournament we were at. We love coming to Northfield. This will be on our list next year. We have registrations from those associations that were here in June already registered for 2019. So there's a testament to the people that are here, the businesses that are here, and that we can actually get them to come back. It's not just a one-and-done type of operation.
All right. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to mention about sports tourism or anything about Northfield?
No, I think that we're going to hit on that topic again next week, I hope, maybe from a little bit different perspective. I'm not sure, but just talking about that, helping people to think about it and what does this look like? How do you do this? And I don't know. As you can hear, I'm just a little excited about it. So,
all right. Well, we want to thank you for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Mayor Daniel, thank you so much as well.
Thank you.
Best of luck with your upcoming tournament next summer.
Absolutely.
And thanks for coming in today.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
That's Mayor Powdell along with Daniel Hollerung. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Terry's coming in with local news in just a moment. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports, about 5 minutes off.